It is time once again for Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.59 regardless of your prescription. Got to call them at 1-800-20-HAPPY today. Let's get it going.
Valian, I used to see you waiting outside early in the morning for your ride to work, I would guess. It's been a while since I saw you out front now, though. I just have to tell you, I think you are gorgeous. I don't know if you're still staying at the 5-star resort, LOL, anymore or not, but I hope you see this. Oh, we have talked, by the way. When morning, you are stuck listening to rock, but it's better than country.
Very long shot here, visiting from another country. I went to Thyssen High School for a few days before summer vacation started, met you there, and on another day at JCPenney with parents, where I bought a Ted Nugent record. You, long blonde hair, could not get you out of my mind. Would like to get in touch with you.
Okay, how long ago was that? He bought a Ted Nugent record?
Oh, that's really? What I love. This is a long shot. I'm not even from this country. But yeah. Maybe, just maybe.
38 years ago. Yeah, are you still out there? Yeah.
Wolf River. I know this is weird for sure. I was on the river and you and your three friends on tied onto us. We were a crazy bunch of dudes, maybe. I'd really like to take you to dinner or a night out. Your name begins with a P, not a B. Hope you respond or something.
Wherever you are, cheers to turning 25 again. I think about you all the time. Missing you, of course. It is what it is. Duh. I'll love you forever. Be good.
Knock it off. This is at a local gym, by the way.
All right.
I'm not going to name local gym, but
all right.
If you're someone at a local gym, knock it off. You, with the Packers travel mug for your water. If I'm doing everything in my power to avoid your eye contact and your presence, stop staring. It's creeping me out. A quick sideways glance is one thing, but you're really overstepping. I will be sure to let you know in person next time, but I hope there's not a next time. Not interested.
Wow. Boosh.
Walmart West, Redbox. Sexy black chick, I let you cut in front of me and my son for you to return your movies. You're fine.
That's it?
Just get right to the
what
point.
What up, sexy black chick?
At the red box. West Side Walmart.
Yes.
Looking for Aaron. Looking for Aaron, not sure of last name, from Appleton. Has long brown hair, beautiful, so sexy, perfect body, real short and skinny. From what I know, drives a Mercury and is fairly new to Appleton area. Met back in March downtown outside of the Radisson. You completely shut me out of your life. Even blocked my numbers or you changed yours. I don't know. I guess I just want to know if you're keeping the baby. If so, then I want to be there for you. Step in, help up us. So I have many questions that are unanswered. Your disappearance has put so much stress in my life. You told me you were pregnant and that it was mine and that you didn't ever want to hear from me again. This has left me more confused than anything. Hopefully you see this or someone can help. Any response with info is appreciated.
Okay, hold on. So we're going through this route
yes,
to find
yes,
the,
this is the solid route to find your baby mama. What up, baby mama? Maybe she is the girl at Redbox.
It could be.
Trashy Hottie, you were at the Kewaunee Trout Festival Saturday night. Very cute, little beefy, sexy smile. I think you may be sort of a raging alcoholic, but that's okay. All the best decisions are made when one is hammered. The band was rocking. You were dancing quite a bit, even though it was more of a full body convulsion. We were talking, somehow ended up in the porta potty. Now, I'll be darned, but they are a whole lot roomier than they look. You told me it was only the second time you had relations in one. You told me you were 28, but you looked a lot more mature than that. Anyhow, we got our task completed with only a little snafu when your arm slipped into the hole. Oh, well, poop happens. I would love to meet again, but I never got your name. There's only a slight chance you'll see this, but if you do, you remember being in that red porta potty with a guy on Saturday around 11:30, just to narrow it down, just in case you did an encore or two. Put down dirty in the subject line.
Wow. Man.
I don't know how to top that one. I don't.
So he texts again. I keep hearing these as news stories.
All right, we got our last one.
All right.
Kewaunee County Fair. I was walking from the pig barn to go to the beer tent. I kind of walked down the gravel driveway, then cut through where there were some cars parked. That's when I saw you. You were squatting down, peeing between the cars. I was walking between. You seemed to have pretty good balance. I got a pretty good view of your, you know what I mean. I was a little awkward. I did not know if I should pass you up or retreat, but I was kind of committed. So as I'm walking past, you spoke to me. You said you thought you were going to puke and asked if I would hold your hair. So I said, sure. So you moved next to a tree.
Oh, God.
I held your hair. Then you stuck your finger down your throat.
Oh.
Well, up came a bunch of liquor, some chili, a hot dog, and what I'm guessing was cotton candy.
Oh, my God.
Well, my stomach was just not ready for all that. Between the smell of it and the feast you had just laid out before me, I started to relinquish my meal. It happened so quick. I did not get a chance to turn around. I was still holding your hair, so I ended up making a mess on your hair in the back of your shirt. Before you really realized what had actually transpired, I let go of your hair and quickly walked off. Sorry. I sort of panicked. I did not see you anymore after that. You told me you were from Algoma, and I know that Algoma girls have a friendly reputation. Anyway, the reason I wrote this is I felt a bond with you. You know, when you first meet someone, you can sort of tell. Now those butterflies I was feeling may have just been the puke talking. I don't know, but maybe. Just maybe you felt it too. If you enjoyed talking to me and liked the way I held your hair and the way I pointed out what kinds of foods I thought you had been eating
and
were not too upset with me puking on you and then hurrying off, I hope you go back there tonight. There's an Aerosmith band playing later. Maybe we can get together, have a few burgers, some beers, and if I end up seeing that again, meet me at 10 p.m. Our tree.
I almost threw up just listening to that ad. Oh, my God. Keep it classy, Kiwani. Nice.
Yes.
Robert, thank you for that fine job.
Thank you, Bobby.
My pleasure.